defending liberty 1 hour at a time and broadcasting live from the RWB Network studios in New York City, this is the Rhino Report. Always right.
You want answers.
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
I've now been in 57 states. I think one left to go.
We are going to raise taxes on the middle class.
What you just said is one of the most insanely idiotic things I have ever heard.
You are very rude.
We are going to make America great again.
USA! USA! USA!
And fellow Americans, let's roll.
And now, here's your host, the Rhino.
The new sheriff in town.
Hello, hello, hello. I am the Rhino, and this is my weekend report. We are coming to you from the RWB Network studios here in New York and distributed by CRN Digital Talk Radio. So one of the remarkable things about Mother Nature is that she doesn't care about what your plans are or who may be holding a protest on any particular day. Just ask the 10 Keep It In The Ground activists who were protesting against drilling and fracking the other day in Denver, Colorado. I got to admit, they are a pretty hardy bunch, warning us about global warming all while standing there in minus 10 degree temperatures and 6 inches of snow. You almost have to admire their passion. All right, let's get to this weekend's headlines. First, the idea of fake news has made its way from Facebook to mainstream media to now Harry Reid's retirement party. We'll talk about what the media elite and the tired old guard in the Democrat Party deemed to be fake news and how we'll have to spend the next 4 years defending now our First Amendment rights. Also, after being outstaged, outclassed, and already outworked by President-elect Donald Trump, Barack Hussein Obama is now calling for an immediate report to be conducted on the possibility of the election being hacked. What will they find? But more importantly, what will they tell us they found? And we'll recap some of this past week's biggest, best, and perhaps most humorous stories, along with a follow-up story even I did not see coming. You don't want to miss that one. All that plus, United Nations chiefs are already hurling insults at Donald Trump. One big league steel manufacturer is ready to start hiring actual employees again. And why are Democrats now crying that minorities are running the country? We have a lot to get to today, guys. Let's kick this weekend show off the same way we kick off every single show, with a salute to our country with the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. We have a lot to get to on today's show, going over all the stories this week and looking forward to next week. But in the meantime, you can check us out on rhinoreport.com, rhinoreport.com. We have a new article by Robert up there, the 10 reasons why he's a conservative and not a Republican. Also, you can sign up for the newsletter on rhinoreport.com, or you can check out the new Rhino Rants. Brand new ones up there, a video you have to see. Got to go check that out. And as always, you can follow me on Twitter at Rhino On Air. Also on Gab at Rhino On Air. We're speaking freely there. You can find us on Facebook, facebook.com/The Rhino Report. And as always, you can email me, Rhino, R-Y-N-O, at rwbnetwork.com. Do not go anywhere.
This report is brought to you by Wahl. The holidays are upon us, and there's no better way to cross that special guy off your list than with a new clipper or trimmer from Wahl. Drew Krasny is a consumer tech expert.
I love the holidays because they give me an excuse to exercise my gift-giving muscles with everyone I care about. It's not just about shopping for a gift. You're shopping for the right gift. So it's the perfect way to show someone you care. One gift guys can always use is grooming tools. the powerful new Lithium Ion Plus trimmer for facial hair and Elite Pro Hair Clipper from Wahl are great for any guy. With the latest technology in batteries and motors and patented ground blades, they're guaranteed to do a smooth, even cut every time. They'll satisfy even the most particular guys with their sleek industrial design. And you can pick them up at major retailers nationwide for under $69.99.
To learn more about these and other products from Wahl, please visit WahlHolidayGifts.com.
All right, guys, welcome back to this weekend edition of the Rhino Report. Hope you're about to have, you are having, or you had a good weekend. Big shout-outs right now to everyone listening live, Red Nation Rising Radio, the Liberty feed, as well as streaming talkradio.com and klrnradio.com. And we're always live on CRN1. You go to crntalk.com. We're on Channel 1, 2 p.m. Eastern, Monday through Friday. Do not want to miss it. It's appointment radio. So you got to turn off the big guy and turn on the Rhino. All right. Also, big shout-out to everyone listening on our weekend show. A few places that pick that up. 107.5 WJHC out of Jasper, Florida. 92.1 WDDQ out of Valdosta, Georgia. And our somewhat brand-new affiliate, 1360 AM WNJC out of the Philadelphia area. So big hellos to you guys. Hope you check out all of this week's episodes. If you missed a few, they're on iTunes, TuneIn, Spreaker, Stitcher, Podbean, or iHeartRadio. Or, of course, they're all on rhinoreport.com. Enough shameless plugging for this segment. I'll do more later on. You know, there's almost never a good time to do a live show, because it almost never fails that as soon as we hang the headphones up and go on with our day here, something happens. And Thursday was no exception. And unfortunately, this was a sad case of something happening after the show was over. And of course, I'm referring to the death of Senator John Glenn. Really, I mean, talk about an American hero. And if you looked at my Twitter feed, I actually quoted The Sandlot when I said, "Heroes get remembered, but legends never die." And that's what John Glenn is, was, will always be. He'll be an American hero and an American legend. A senator for many, many years, 24 years in the Senate from Ohio. I mean, a fighter pilot, a test pilot, first guy to orbit our planet in space. Really crazy stuff. Sort of a derailed run for the Democratic presidential nomination in 1984. That might be the only blemish on his record. 95 years old, did not get cheated. Married to his high school sweetheart. I mean, these people knew each other from almost the day they were born. 70 years they were married. Absolutely crazy. When he went into space for the first time, February 20th, 1962, he was 40 years old. Can you imagine going into space in 1962? You have no idea what is laid out in front of you. Essentially, what they shot him up in was about what we would consider a tin can these days. It's really remarkable, the bravery John Glenn had. And we all know the last couple of weeks here, he was in Antarctica. He got sick. They had to move him to New Zealand and then from there back to Ohio. I don't think any of us thought that he was going to pass, but 95 years old, I mean, I guess that's a life to be celebrated. When somebody dies and they're 35, 40 years old, perhaps it's a police officer, they're killed in the line of duty, or one of our brave military members, that's a tragedy. Their lives were cut short. 95 years old, that is the amount of time that we celebrate someone's life. I mean, really crazy. And if you think about it, the little computer you have in your pocket right now, that smartphone, that has something like 1,000 times the process potential over what they used to put people in space in the 1960s. Absolutely crazy. And he was a part of that. He was a part of going to the moon. His legacy will be a part of going to Mars and going further out into our solar system. Ugh, crazy. So rest in peace. Godspeed, John Glenn. You know, there's no way to segue out of this good into this next story. So I'm just going to do it. Sometimes you see an article and you can't let it go. And this happens to be one of those times. on AOL.com. They had it titled, and I thought maybe it was clickbait, but I said, yeah, I'll try it anyway. It was reasons why your pet shouldn't be at your holiday party. And I said to myself, oh, well, this is a rather... I can tell you what the answer is going to be before I even read the article. And I'm thinking to myself, because you know what? I like dogs. I do. But I don't like everyone's dog. See, a lot of people out there, you big dog people, you think everyone loves your dogs as much as you do. And the case is, no, most of us don't. We like our own dogs, but we don't have to feel obligated to like yours. So I'm thinking, okay, because not everyone likes dogs. So you leave your pet maybe in a separate room somewhere. And that's what the article's about. Well, I was wrong. And that doesn't happen often. This was an article, and they cite veterinarians, that pets are at risk for poisoning. It has nothing to do with the comfort of your guests. It has to do with poisoning. Because dogs, this is the first reason, they can get drunk. If you leave a drink unattended, they'll get drunk. And a distressed pet that doesn't know what's going on, according to AOL.com, can lead to seizures or respiratory failure. They'll be disoriented. We've all been there. So that's the first reason why you should leave your pet away from your holiday party. The second reason is because they may drink water from the tree stand. All right. Well, I mean, they're dogs. They're not, you know, they're not physicists. And tree fertilizer and stagnant water can cause diarrhea and vomiting. Ironically enough, so can your aunt's fruitcake. So that's another reason why you have to leave your dog inside a separate room. Also, they'll be looking for scraps. They want to eat scraps off the table, and turkey bones apparently are no good for dogs because all of us swallow turkey bones. We think it's just fine, right? Oh, so stupid. Also, your dog might bite an electrical cord. That's the other reason why you have to keep your dog away. I don't know why I had to go over that. So dumb. But I thought maybe it had to do with, you know, maybe you shouldn't let your dog out if you have, you know, kids around or not everyone's, you know, dog friendly. No, it's for the safety of your dog, not for the comfort of your guests. Go figure. All right. We did a story, I want to say it was Wednesday, and there was a man, or is a man, by the name of Coleman Bonner of Wessington in Alabama. That's in Chilton County. And Mr. Bonner here, he's something of a liberal, self-described liberal. And he said, he posted to Facebook, he's talking about the fires in Gatlinburg, Tennessee, and he says, funny story, I recently was recently in Gatlinburg, had a terrible time, I felt the place was a cesspool of consumerism and a bastion of the worst aspects of Southern culture. Turns out a wildfire just burned most of the town to the ground, good riddance. He goes on to say, the people that live there are mouth-breathing, toothless, diabetic, cousin-humping, Mountain Dew chugging, moon pie munching, Pall Mall smoking, Trump sucking pond scum. And he says, the smarmy elitist that I am. And I had said, after I read that, that, listen, this is a terrible thing. And I can't believe somebody would actually say that about another human being, especially when they had to evacuate 14,000 people, 17,000 acres of beautiful, beautiful parkland burned to the ground. Almost 2,000 businesses and homes were destroyed, 14 people dead. And I said, I hope this guy, and I don't hope bad things, I don't wish bad things on people, but I said, I hope this guy comes down with some sort of flesh-eating erectile parasite. Little did I know that actually exists. It's a thing. When we come back, I'm going to tell you all about that. Because I can't believe I was right. I can't believe that's actually a thing. We'll get to that. Plus, one of the anchors on MSNBC is not happy because the Clinton camp wanted her gone for questioning the fact that Hillary might not win. We have a lot to get to today, guys. Hang in there.
Marilyn brought her famous holiday ham with a side of wet coughing. Probably shouldn't eat it, but there goes your husband. Soon everyone's sniffling. It's the flu, but you're not going to get sick because you got your flu shot at Rite Aid, where they care about you and your health. So while they suffer through their sore throats, coughing, and aches, you'll teach your granddaughter to make your famous snickerdoodles. Mmm, it's not too late. Shield yourself with the flu and pneumonia shot at Rite Aid. If you're over 65, the CDC recommends both. It's free with most insurance and no appointments necessary. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacy for details.
Come to Angelo's and Vinci's Restaurante in Fullerton, California, the number one Italian restaurant in Orange County. Angelo's and Vinci's features specialty salads, homemade pastas, chicken dishes, supreme seafood, meatballs, and our award-winning pizzas, thin or thick crust. Calling all party planners, private rooms still available for your holiday luncheon or dinner. Try our Holiday Express lunch buffet, just $12.95 per person. It includes tossed green salad, lasagna, chicken cacciatore, sausage and peppers, pasta alfredo, homemade rolls, and butter, garlic bread, and Zeppoli's, our famous Italian donuts. Plan your holiday party now. Call Angelo's and Vinci's at 714-879-4022. Angelo's and Vinci's, your destination for private parties, weddings, birthday parties, and all holiday events. 20,000 square feet of food and fun and voted best Italian restaurant in Orange County. Angelo's and Vinci's, 550 North Harbor Boulevard in Fullerton, California. Call 714-879-4022. 714-879-4022.
Trying to sell your old car? Instead, donate your vehicle to Heritage for the Blind. Pickup is free and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats, whether they run or not. Call right now and receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to over 50 locations. Call 1-800-785-9618. Donate your car today. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Experience a luxury boutique hotel escape in the heart of Laguna Beach, California. With the finest art gallery, shopping, dining, and nightlife just steps from your door. The heart of Laguna Beach, the edge of the sea. It's the Inn at Laguna Beach. Enjoy our comfortable rooms, blending the style of a timeless beach bungalow with the modern comforts of today. 70 newly appointed guest rooms and suites await you at the Inn at Laguna Beach. Then, relax at the rooftop bar, where you'll indulge in breathtaking views of the ocean. For dining, you'll find libations and local cuisine on the California coastline, including dining at the legendary Las Brisas, a Southern California landmark. The Inn at Laguna Beach, footsteps from Rome to village to sea, located in the heart of Laguna Beach. The Inn is within walking distance of all that Laguna Beach has to offer. No car required. The Inn at Laguna Beach, 211 North Coast Highway in Laguna Beach, California. Call 800-544-4479 or visit innatlagunabeach.com.
All right, guys, welcome back to this weekend edition of the Rhino Report. When we last left, we were talking about an Alabama liberal. Yes, I guess they do exist. I never would have thought that existed. And this Facebook post he put out there, I'm not going to read it again. It's terrible stuff. But I will tell you his name, Coleman Bonner of Wessington in Alabama. That I'll give you. And he was actually fired for saying what he said here. He had a job. He's on the up and up there at the Express Oil Change and Tire Engineers of Wessington, Alabama. He no longer works there. So I had said, you know, I hope this guy comes down with some sort of flesh-eating, you know, parasite on his nether regions. And little did I know, this actually exists. I saw a story today that said a man lost his penis during a routine surgery. And when I have a story like that in front of me, everything else is going to take the back seat. Unless it's a story that involves Hillary Clinton and handcuffs, this is going to come first. So you people who complain that I spent 3 minutes talking about something non-political can wait a second, because this is important. Andrew Lane, 61 years old, this guy had cancer. He went to the hospital to have his prostate removed, and he left without having his manhood. They got a disease. It's called necrotizing fasciitis. And the doctors and the Center for Disease Control says if you think you might have this, the skin may be warm or reddish or purple with areas of swelling and spread rapidly. There may be ulcers, blisters, or black spots on the skin. So I didn't know this existed. This is news to me. So we got to be careful, guys. Got to be careful. You know, watch where you go and where you wave that thing around, because this necrotizing fasciitis is out there. Hopefully this Coleman Bonner will get a hold of that. What a disgrace. What a disgrace to the human race saying that about people. All right. So Mika Brzezinski, right? She's on MSNBC. I know they have like probably, I don't know, what, 17, 18 viewers max. Well, she's saying that, and she said this on Friday's show, on Friday's Cup of Morning Joe, or Morning Joe, whatever they call it, stupid show, that the Clinton campaign had attempted to get her yanked from the air. She says this on air. She goes, I was concerned the campaign was not understanding that perhaps there was an arrogance. They needed to sort of get off their high horse and understand that this isn't over. I'll just say it. NBC got a call from the Clinton campaign like I had done something that was journalistically inappropriate or something that needed to be pulled off the air. And this is all in response to, she had said at one point prior to the election that this is not in the bag for Hillary. And they didn't like that. No. Weren't you invited to the Podesta cocktail party? Did you not get the memo? You are supposed to say we're winning. You're supposed to forward the narrative that we're going to win, that Donald Trump is a misogynist, he's a racist, he's a xenophobe, he's an alien, whatever it is. And she just said, listen, it's not over. And they wanted her yanked off the air. It's one thing to know that the anchors, the hosts, the reporters, the journalists, whatever you're going to call them, have a certain political tilt. It's another thing when a campaign can get involved and try to yank somebody off the air. Whole different story. And it's like this is in addition to what happened with the DNC, with Donna Brazile. You have all this evidence that she gave the Clinton campaign debate questions and town hall questions, comes on air and says, I didn't do that. Well, we have it in writing. And now you have somebody admitting it happened. Far, far too much of this fraternizing between the Democrat Party and media. And they are the first ones, the very first ones now, to start calling out fake news. Well, what would you consider yourself? If you're taking your cues from a campaign, what would you call yourself? They have this fake news plug-in now for Google Chrome. A plugin is, it's magic. That's what it is. You install it on your computer and it does things. I don't know. I'm not a computer scientist. But I know that you can install this and it will now filter out what it deems to be fake news, whether it's misleading news or highly partisan news or clickbait or satire or biased. Another step now in telling you what you can and what you can't hear. Now, we know Google and Facebook, and they're all on the same page. We understand that. I never in a million years would have thought a campaign would have asked an anchor to get pulled off the air. What we're going through now, this is going to be a crisis. It's going to be a constitutional crisis, this fake news thing. And that may sound like I'm blowing out of proportion, but I'm not. I'm really not. They want to censor what you hear and what you see. And it's all under the guise that there are foreign actors, 17-year-olds in their basements in Macedonia, sending out fake news. That's not what they're after, guys. They're after us. They're after me. They're after your other favorite talk show host, the second favorite talk show host. When we come back, we'll finish talking about this. We have a lot more to get to. And is Trump about to clash with a union leader? Hey guys, Ryan the Rhino DeSico here for my friends at Liberty HealthShare. If your healthcare has become a burden and you're worried about being stuck for another year, listen up because you do have options. Liberty HealthShare could be the solution to your problem. Open enrollment is here and this could be your chance to free yourself from insurance. Take this opportunity and join Liberty HealthShare. You can finally be in control and have freedom when it comes to your healthcare. Liberty HealthShare offers an entirely open network, which means you choose your own doctors and you choose your own hospitals. Liberty HealthShare offers freedom from insurance, meaning there are no related tax penalties. To find out how you can easily make the change, call Liberty HealthShare today at 855-585-4237 or visit their website at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org. Do it today.
Come to Angelo's and Vinci's Restaurante in Fullerton, California, the number one Italian restaurant in Orange County. Angelo's and Vinci's features specialty salads, homemade pastas, chicken dishes, supreme seafood, meatballs, and our award-winning pizzas, thin or thick crust. Calling all party planners, private rooms still available for your holiday luncheon or dinner. Try our Holiday Express lunch buffet, just $12.95 per person. It includes tossed green salad, lasagna, chicken cacciatore, sausage and peppers, pasta alfredo, homemade rolls and butter, garlic bread, and Zeppoli's, our famous Italian donuts. Plan your holiday party now. Call Angelo's and Vinci's at 714-879-4022. Angelo's and Vinci's, your destination for private parties, weddings, birthday parties, and all holiday events. 20,000 square feet of food and fun and voted best Italian restaurant in Orange County. Angelo's and Vinci's, 550 North Harbor Boulevard in Fullerton, California. Call 714-879-4022. 714-879-4022.
This is a national healthcare alert from the Health Hotline. If you have severe knee or back pain and you have Medicare or private insurance, we have great news. Finally, there's a way to reduce your pain without surgery or taking medications. Call us today and learn how you can qualify to get a pain-relieving knee or back brace at little or no cost to you. We'll even ship your brace for free. If you have excruciating knee or back pain and you have Medicare or private insurance, don't wait. You may qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving, nearly invisible knee or back brace at little or no cost to you. I've used one. They're comfortable and they work, and we guarantee your happiness. So call right now and get yours. I promise, we're here to take your call. Thank you.
800-290-0759. 800-290-0759. 800-290-0759. That's 800-290-0759.
Ka'anapali Beach Hotel, Maui's Hawaiian Hotel.
Located in the heart of Maui's premier resorts, Ka'anapali Beach Hotel is officially recognized as Hawaii's most Hawaiian hotel and the number one best value in Hawaii. With a range of accommodations and affordable dining options, this is the ideal setting to turn Hawaiian dreams into lifelong memories. Live Hawaiian entertainment every evening, free year-round children's programs, weekly arts and crafts fairs, welcome breakfast, and departure kukui'ulei ceremonies add to the value. Swim in the whale-shaped pool, indulge in the fabulous spa and hotel salon. Enjoy Hawaiian hospitality at its best at the Ka'anapali Beach Hotel. Call 800-262-8450 or go to kbhmaui.com. That's kbhmaui.com. Aloha.
Ka'anapali Beach Hotel, Maui's Hawaiian Hotel.
All right, guys, welcome back to this weekend edition of the Rhino Report. We've gotten a little far-fetched today. We've had a little bit of fun. We're talking about different flesh-eating bacterias and magic and all sorts of cool stuff. You know what's going to happen is if the Democrats get their way, you're going to turn on this show, and there's going to be a little disclaimer at the beginning. What you are about to listen to is a highly partisan program steeped in mystery and falsehoods, and that's what's going to happen. But you're going to listen anyway, because, you know, we don't listen to the government. They tell us this stuff. That was part of the whole thing here with Trump, is to try to limit the size of government, take them out of our lives, reduce red tape, get rid of regulations. And now, there's already bills in the House now that are trying to get rid of fake news or block it or something. Maybe more plugins. I don't know. They're trying to get rid of it. Trying to silence those who disagree. Sounds a little bit like China, doesn't it? North Korea? Something like that. They're going to categorize this stuff. Fake news, misleading, highly partisan, clickbait, satire. But something like Saturday Night Live will be just fine. Just fine. Maybe they'll have to get rid of that Weekend News World Report, whatever they call it, because that's fake news, right? That's satire? Wouldn't that be considered satire? Anyway, this whole stuff made its way into Harry Reid's retirement party, and I gotta tell you, I could not be happier that he's going to leave. This guy is a total obstacle to democracy and any sort of rationale and reasonability in this country. So, who shows up but Crooked Hillary herself? She shows up, and they're crying, and they're waving, Hillary! And she gets up, and she says, it's now clear that So-called fake news can have real-world consequences. Who wrote that for her? She's not that clever. It's not about politics or partisanship. No, it never is. It never is. Lives are at risk, she says. Lives of ordinary people. People like you and me. People just trying to go about their days, do their jobs, contribute to their communities. Yes, we're all affected. We're all affected by this fake news. You know, I'm going to stop volunteering because of fake news. That's what's going to happen. No more soup kitchen work for me. I'm not buying any more Girl Scout cookies. It's all going to come to an end because of fake news. I mean, I'm an ordinary person, right? Is that her classifying us now as ordinary? I thought we were stronger together. Was I wrong? What a dope. She's such a dope. I'm so glad she's gone. Has anyone, you know, heard hide nor hair from Bill Clinton yet? What is he on, like, Pedophile Island or something? Where is he? The guy's... He wasn't even at the Peninsula Hotel during the election night. He wasn't even there. They're going to have to, like, fly him in. He knew from the get-go. He knew from the take she was going to lose. He knew it. I could see it in his eyes. I could hear it in his voice. He was going through the motions. You could tell. He knew she was going to lose because nobody likes her. If her own husband doesn't like her, how can you expect any of us to like her? So she's at Harry Reid's thing here, and she makes this speech, and... fake news. You know, and this guy, Kurt Eichenwald, I guess that's Newsweek. You know, Newsweek, the one that had president and then had to take it back. Oh, wait, we have a Donald Trump one. It's just not ready yet. Okay. He was at the Trump rally last night, or Thursday night, I guess. And he says, Trump supporters booed John Glenn when Trump mentioned his name at today's rally. A real American hero who risked his life for us, they booed. When in fact, that never happened. And even deleted that tweet, and he got called out on it. They were booing because there were people in the back holding up an Iowa says no sign. They were booing at them while Donald Trump, I guess, was talking about John Glenn. So he gets called out, and then he says, finally, I believe I was in error. That Trump supporters booed Glenn. This seems to be two events at the same time. People booing Trump as he mentions Glenn. That's not an apology. That's like a press apology. That's like, I'm only wrong if I get called to the floor. And even then, I'm still not wrong because I think I'm right. That's what that is. Newsweek, another garbage publication. Newsweek, Time Magazine, throw them all in the garbage. MSNBC, Clinton News Network, even Fox News. They can't escape this. They cannot escape this. The word to the wise is just make sure you put on crntalk.com at 2 p.m. and we'll give you the real story. We'll give you the real story. Get rid of all this other stuff. Even the New York Times, the perpetuator of fake news. I mean, didn't they an editor go to jail a few years ago because he was just writing whatever he wanted to write? Yeah, they have a whole thing about fake. I'm not gonna get into it. A whole article about fake news here and how, you know, it's. It's all on us, and it makes people like them look bad, and no one trusts them because of people like us. No, nobody trusts you because of people like you. You have a circulation of 5 million copies a day. You get your word out there much more than we do. The fact that people don't trust you, that's on you. I have friends who are Democrats, respectable Democrats, who stopped reading the New York Times because they go, you know what, it's just too skewed. So... we won't get into the New York Times. Give them enough publicity as it is. All right, so let's move on. We'll talk about this plenty in the next 4 years. Trump had a little dust up with this guy from the United Steelworkers, Local 1999. This guy, Chuck Jones, kind of sounds like he should be singing songs. But Chuck Jones, he's kind of mad that Donald Trump saved these jobs over in Carrier because they represent the Carrier folk there. And he's really mad. He's not mad because of the number of jobs. He's mad because they're going to vote him out next time around. He's the president of their union. Trump saved their jobs. Trump is a civilian, and he saves their jobs. Their own union president was ready to let these jobs go to Mexico. And Trump said that's why he's mad. He says he's mad because, oh, Trump says it's 1,100, but it's really 800. You don't go on all national media because that's the reason why you're mad. Bottom line is Trump saved jobs. He's just jealous. He's just jealous. And now it looks like United States Steel, they're going to start hiring more people. They've already structured their company now to start implementing some of these less regulatory rules, and they're going to use that to their advantage to produce more steel and hire more people. He says, for the longest time, we were hiring more lawyers than we were workers. Now we can actually hire workers and engineers and start building and making America great again. Less Chinese steel. You know, it's worth noting that the Freedom Tower in New York City, that's Chinese steel, guys. Chinese steel via Canada. Yeah, yeah, 100%. All right, when we come back, we'll talk about Barack Obama. He's feeling a little miffed right now. He's a little mad. He's jealous. He's got a case of the Trump jealousies. Also, why are Democrats now mad that the minority is running the country? Isn't that what they wanted all along? We'll get into that when we come back. Do not go anywhere. Hey guys, Ryan the Rhino DeSico here for my friends at Liberty HealthShare. If your health care has become a burden and you're worried about being stuck for another year, listen up, because you do have options. Liberty HealthShare could be the solution to your problem. Open enrollment is here, and this could be your chance to free yourself from insurance. Take this opportunity and join Liberty HealthShare. You can finally be in control and have freedom when it comes to your health care. Liberty HealthShare offers an entirely open network, which means you choose your own doctors and you choose your own hospitals. Liberty HealthShare offers freedom from insurance, meaning there are no related tax penalties. To find out how you can easily make the change, call Liberty HealthShare today at 855-585-4237 or visit their website at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org. Do it today.
Let me take just a moment or two, if I may, and talk about a great place to eat. That's right, for you folks anywhere in the eastern San Fernando Valley, drop into Bob's Big Boys. That's right, in Sun Valley at 8274 Sunland Boulevard. Now, everybody remembers the name Bob's. They're getting bigger and bigger every day. And little old Bob carrying the hamburger in his checkered overalls is the same Bob that you remember from back through the years. And, of course, if you want to go in for a great lunch, remember their classic burger, the original double-deck hamburger combination. Delicious 100% pure ground beef in two patties with American cheese, lettuce, and our famous Big Boy special sauce. The name is Bob, and I think when you go in, you'll say, by golly, I'm sure glad that I found this restaurant because it's good for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. They've got all kinds of things, and all you have to do is remember. Bob's Big Boy in Sun Valley at 8274 Sunland Boulevard. It's a great place to eat.
All right, welcome back to this weekend edition of the Rhino Report. Thank you for joining us today. You can check out all the old episodes if you like what you hear. If you don't, you should check them out anyway. iTunes, TuneIn, Spreaker, Stitcher, Podbean, or iHeartRadio, and rhinoreport.com. If you would like to write for the rhinoreport.com website, you can do that. You can send me your article, and we'll talk about it, and we'll publish it, and you'll get seen by a whole bunch of people. You can send that to rhino, R-Y-N-O, at rwbnetwork.com. And I will read it, and I'll get back to you. Promise. Fingers crossed, promise. But promise. Pinky swear, rather. I didn't mean fingers crossed. Fingers swear. Pinky swear. All right. So you have Trump. He saves jobs at the Ford plant in Kentucky. He saves jobs at the Carrier plant in Indiana. He now has a commitment from a SoftBank to bring $50 billion into this country along with 50,000 employees. You know what he's doing? Not to mention, he has U.S. Steel now looking to hire more people very soon. This is what he's doing. He's making President Obama look like a fool. That's what he's doing. And President Obama is not happy about it. So he's going to try and delegitimize Trump's victory. All this talk about not accepting election results, and he's a threat to our democracy if Donald Trump won't accept the election results. Well, Hillary Clinton didn't accept it. Her campaign doesn't accept it. Jill Stein doesn't accept it. And now President Obama, President Mom Jeans, he wants a report about hacking, about the hacking that may have occurred in the states that Hillary should have won. And that's, you know, that this is a big space or a big place where Jill Stein went wrong. She was on Alan Colmes' radio show, and no, I don't listen to it. I have the transcript, though. She was there saying that essentially she wants the recount in these states because they were states that Hillary should have won. Like, the truth came to the surface. And that's essentially why Barack Hussein Obama wants this, too. Politico says President Barack Obama has ordered a full review of hacking-related activities aimed at disrupting last month's presidential election, and he expects that report before he leaves office on January 20th, a top White House official said Friday. We may be crossed into a new threshold, and it's incumbent upon us to take stock of that, to review, to conduct some after-action. What's after-action? What does that even mean? To understand what this means... Oh, okay, hold on. What has happened... and impart these lessons learned, Obama counterterrorism, okay, whatever, who cares. What he's saying is, we're going to say that Donald Trump really shouldn't be president. That's going to be the battle cry for the next 4 years. Let me give you the battle cries. Number one, fake news, okay? Number two is going to be, this whole thing was hacked and Trump should not be president. Almost sounds kind of like 2000, doesn't it? That's going to be the other battle cry. And then the third battle cry going into 2020 is going to be the Electoral College. These are the three things they are going to lean on for the next 4 years, because they cannot lean on anything else. Just as Hillary Clinton could not run on the economy, she could not run on jobs, she could not run on safety, she can't run on anything, world standing, nothing. They're going to make these straw men and beat the crap out of them. That's what they're going to do. And this is just one other way President Obama can now delegitimize the fact that Americans voted for Trump. Listen, both campaigns ran the same way. They both knew the rules. They both ran for electoral votes. It's not like Hillary Clinton ran for a popular vote and Trump said, oh, I'll be the sneaky one and I'll run for electoral votes. That's not how it happened. They both ran for the electoral votes. Guess what? She lost. There has been no evidence of computer hacking. And to be quite frank with you, it would be a real, real interesting thing if Russians could hack Michigan's voting booths, since they're not even hooked up to the internet. He's sounding just as stupid as Jill Stein. So they're gonna, and this gives credibility to her. Why are you giving credit? She got 1% of the vote. That's 1% more than I got. Crazy. But this is what they're doing. They cannot run on the issues. You know, Donald Trump is trying to bring people together. They say he's spoken to Obama for 30 hours on the phone over the last 29 days, whatever it's been. He's got people from all different spectrums of the Republican and conservative movements in this country on his team. He has Democrats saying, you know what? This infrastructure bill, maybe we're okay with it. Maybe we could do this. He has Republicans saying that too. But it's the loony alt-left that will not be able to let this go, because they lost, and they lost big time. And now you have Hillary, and you have Jill Stein. I mean, this is the ultra-loony. These are the ones that should be, like, wearing tinfoil hats. Obama, Harry Reid. Harry Reid, he shouldn't be against fake news, first of all. I mean, all the stuff he said about Romney right in the Senate floor. He should be okay with fake news. But to order this kind of report, it once again shows the partisan nature of this administration, just as it did with James Comey and the 8 days it took him to go through 600,000 emails when it took 18 months to go through 33,000 emails. All of a sudden, we're going to have a government report signed, sealed, delivered on the president's desk in less than a month? Yeah, okay. Okay. We don't know what it's going to say. It's going to say there were some foreign influences, and it may have been 10,000 votes, it may have been 20,000 votes. We all know what it's going to say. We all know. So why even do it? Just have your speechwriter write it. It's probably what's going to happen anyway. All right. So we also have this. You know, I find myself agreeing more and more lately with Guy Benson, and I never thought that would happen. I'm not a big Guy Benson fan, but he's got a great article here, a rebuttal to a Washington Post article by E.J. Dionne, about how the minority is ruling the country. And by minority, they mean hardworking Americans who pay taxes. That's what they mean by minority. And we'll talk a little bit about that when we come back. Plus, there's a Jordanian UN chief that thinks Trump is a populist and a demagogue. What else is new? We have a new gun law in Ohio. And I'm going to tell you one thing you never knew about El Chapo and the authorities didn't know it either. Pretty funny. Gotta stay tuned for that. Guys, hang in there. You're listening to The Rhino Report.
Marilyn brought her famous holiday ham with a side of wet coughing. Probably shouldn't eat it, but there goes your husband. Soon everyone's sniffling. It's the flu, but you're not going to get sick because you got your flu shot at Rite Aid, where they care about you and your health. So while they suffer through their sore throats, coughing, and aches, you'll teach your granddaughter to make your famous snickerdoodles. Mmm, it's not too late. Shield yourself with the flu and pneumonia shot at Rite Aid. If you're over 65, the CDC recommends both. It's free with most insurance and no appointments necessary. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacy for details.
Located in the heart of Maui's premier resorts, Kaanapali Beach Hotel is officially recognized as Hawaii's most Hawaiian hotel and the number one best value in Hawaii. With a range of accommodations and affordable dining options, this is the ideal setting to turn Hawaiian dreams into lifelong memories. Live Hawaiian entertainment every evening, free year-round children's programs, weekly arts and crafts fairs, welcome breakfast, and departure kukui'ulei ceremonies add to the value. Swim in the whale-shaped pool, indulge in the fabulous spa and hotel salon. Enjoy Hawaiian hospitality at its best at the Kaanapali Beach Hotel. Call 800-262-8450 or go to kbhmaui.com. That's kbhmaui.com. Aloha.
Kaanapali Beach Hotel, Maui's Hawaiian Hotel.
You order a glass of your favorite Cabernet, fresh asparagus, hollandaise on the side, a filet, medium rare. You unfurl your napkin with a flair, close your eyes, and prepare to listen. Ah, there it is. The sweet music you long to hear. The sizzle. The sizzle of a Ruth's Chris steak.
The most magnificent corn-fed prime beef, broiled to perfection at 1,800 degrees. Some call it a sizzle. We call it an anthem.
As the waiter approaches, you think, is this one mine or that one?
Ruth's Chris Steakhouse. Like Ruth always said, life's too short to eat anywhere else.
Make a reservation online at rootschris.com or by calling 800-544-0808.
Hey folks, this is Rick Robinson. I'm the host of America Off the Rails, and I have a new home. It's CRN Channel 1 right here on CRNTalk.com. I'm inviting you to join me there every Saturday and Sunday at 9 p.m. Eastern. We're going to talk news, events, craziness of the day, and just get to know each other and have a really good time. So I do invite you to come hang out with me. That is, again, every Saturday and Sunday at 9 p.m. Eastern right here on CRNTalk.com, CRN Channel 1. I'll see you soon.
All right, guys, welcome back to this final segment of this weekend report. This Rhino report, that is. So, there's an article in the Washington Post by columnist E.J. Dion saying that, essentially, we have minority rule in this country, and we've disempowered the majority by having an electoral college, and stating that, you know, per person, you have... Each electoral vote counts more for the smaller states. We've heard this argument a million times, and that there should be some other way of doing it, like a popular vote, and because now the minority is winning, and the Republicans are in the minority. That's not how this country's founded. Meanwhile, Democrats pander to minorities all the time and look for their votes. Really, he's one of these coasters, right? He wants New York, California, or even Illinois, I guess, to really run the country. That's where all the votes are. But there's no rationale for his thinking here that we're the minority. I mean, if you look at it, you have two-thirds of our governorships in 2017 are going to be Republican. And that includes New Hampshire, Maryland, Maine, Massachusetts, Illinois, New Mexico, and Vermont. All right? So that's almost, if you take the 33 states that have Republican governors, that's almost 200 million people. That wouldn't be the minority. Plus 68 of 99 state houses are Republican. And I think what he's trying to say here is that each state should not be allotted two senators. And I think that's what he's getting at. But what he doesn't understand, because he's got a little tiny brain, is that that was a backstop. That was to prevent any sort of, you know, sweeping whatever you want to call it, any sort of way that you would have one party or one ideal sweep across the entire country. That's why each has two, because each state has an equal stake in the union. So, you know, what they're not getting is that just the average American is just not buying what they're selling. And they're trying to think of every single different way to figure out what went wrong. And instead of performing what they called an autopsy in 2012 on the Mitt Romney campaign, they're not going to do that. They think they did everything right. It's us that were the problem. And that's got to tell you something. Got to tell you something. Who else thinks we're the problem is this Jordanian aristocrat, Prince Zayed, blah, 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 al-Hussein. He thinks that he's the UN High Commissioner for Human Rights. He thinks Donald Trump and Nigel Farage, they're populists, they're demagogues, and they use ISIS tactics to recruit people. He says the mode of communication, it uses half-truths, oversimplification, and the propaganda, the same kind that IS uses. He was speaking at a gala, the Peace, Justice, and Security Foundation. Yeah, okay. That was, I guess, in Hague or wherever it was. So he thinks we're all... This is why we have to get out of the UN. You just have to get out. They never recognize Israel. They always give us a hard time. And all we do is give them money. That's all we do. They do nothing for us. Get out of the UN ASAP before Barack Hussein Obama heads up that thing. Also, Ohio. John Kasich has a bill on his desk allowing people to carry firearms at schools, daycare centers, and private aircraft. However, a college can still limit it using its own rules of the college. Only Utah has laws in its state saying that a college cannot limit your right to carry. So we'll see if Kasich signs that. And El Chapo, everyone knows he escaped from that tunnel, right? From that prison in Mexico. What a lot of people don't know is that wasn't the first tunnel. They dug a tunnel beforehand that went to the wrong cell. So they had to dig a second tunnel. All right, guys, hope you had a great time. A big thank you to all those serving our country at home and abroad. And a huge thank you to those in the law enforcement community. Thank you for all you do. Thank you for all your hard work. Please keep it up. Please stay safe. God bless all of you. God bless all of your families. Have a great, great rest of your weekend, everybody. And until tomorrow, I'm Monday. Until Monday, I'm the Rhino, and I'm out.